This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
FML,
my life.
FML,
fix my life.
Denny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
All right, if you heard us last week, I already told you about the myriad issues with an online subscription clothing company that my wife started to give her money to. Her money.
A myriad.
Her money. Yeah. Anyway, that was last week. This week, she actually got a refund on one of the items because it never showed. But then it did show. And then we had to have a discussion. What do we do with that information? Me, there is no discussion. Hey, the big company worth a lot of money with private equity money. Yeah, we're fine. We got a freebie. I think a $65, $70 pair of jeans. You don't have to feel bad about that.
$70 pair of jeans. Well done.
Yeah, you don't have to feel bad about that,
little
right?
Finders keepers, right?
That's right. It was their omission. It did come late, so you know they have to pay the price for that.
Losers enjoy the boom in the stock market. I don't know. Go ahead.
She told me yesterday that it was on her conscience for a very long time, over the 2 days, and she messaged them, and she couldn't accept.
Yeah, she did.
The refund. Oh, she contacted
God,
them.
She's a good lady.
And she told me, and I quote, "We have children now. What goes around comes around. We can't have that bad karma."
Now that's... hold on. So she thinks something bad's going to happen to the kids?
She thought that it was a bad lesson to teach, even though the kids have no idea.
Well, that's where I was going to go with this.
Yeah, they're too young. They don't know what's going
on. Yeah,
right.
When you said that, I go, does she think there's going to be bad things that happen to her?
She thinks there is something in the cosmos that... If she accepted...
It's a pair of jeans, Tony. It's not
jeans,
a monkey's paw.
I realize that. But she thinks it's her, like, the golden rule, whatever. I don't know what it is. I mean, I was a klepto when I was young. I had no problem stealing. And I had... it started with TI-85 calculators in high school. It didn't stop
that's
there.
That's still a hot thing.
Yeah, it didn't stop there.
Kids still have them?
I had a lot of issues.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, you have to... Got to do graphic.
All I could do was do boobs and boobless. And that's all I could get out of the calculators.
We synced them up. We were playing Tetris in class. Got yelled at a lot. It was amazing technology.
And I don't want to get down your road of
this
stealing
is not
calculators.
A boobless conversation.
No, this is not.
Yeah. So I fully admit, I was a bad person. I did not know right from wrong. I actually did know right from wrong. I just chose to not accept it.
Well, wrong is fun.
Wrong is
so,
for me.
So yeah. My wife is the opposite of that. That's why I think we work out together.
You got a garage full of catalytic converters.
Oh, if there were two of us, we would. We would be a power crime syndicate. I mean, it would not be a good thing. So I needed her to balance me.
It's not too late
but
to
I think
her.
She went too far here. She should have just accepted the fact that the company screwed up, and then they gave her money back, and then she got the jeans. It was the best of both worlds. She couldn't accept it.
I can't believe... So did she? She wrote an email, and she said she was buying the jeans?
She purchased the jeans. They refunded them because they didn't come, and then they did come, and she sat on that for a couple of days, and she couldn't accept it, and she reached out to him and said, hey, the jeans came.
And so they took the money?
They took the money. Now, they did discount them.
Oh, okay.
So she got a hey, there you go. Thank you.
For your trouble.
Yeah, for being on the honor system.
That's fine. I don't think there's anything that needs to be fixed there. She's a good woman. And I try, you know, you bitch our ears off about her. And I try to remind myself that we only hear one side. We only hear one side. Like, if you've noticed, I've really cooled off in the Sarah Ono stuff because you bitch our ears off about her.
You don't get her side.
I don't hear That's her true. Side. I don't want to besmirch her. And also, I've met your father-in-law's friends here recently, out and about, and there might have been some things that have been said here and there about
some
watching my mouth.
Made. All right, cool.
I mean, nice. It's not a threat. It's the implication.
It's a promise
of one. Yeah.
Let's just say I think I'm going to cancel out his vote come election day.
Oh, okay.
That's your hint.
Wow, interesting. I don't know if I would have been bothered with it.
What would you have done in this situation?
Well, it's a cop-out if I say, I don't pay the bills, I don't know.
Well, somebody said, Nick on X, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, says, so, you're fine stealing, Anthony? And in this case, is that quintessential stealing the way you think of it? I mean, they made the mistake. They have spillage. Like, they account for a certain amount of packages that are going to be stolen. Like, that's part of the company, and that's how we that's why crooks like us, that's how we rationalize it.
Yeah, you ain't hurting nobody. It's like punching someone in the dark. It's a victimless crime.
Like, if your company, let's say we work for Odyssey. Let's say Odyssey.
I don't know if you really want to do this.
I think maybe we should put
up a stop sign.
Let's say
an Odyssey station.
Let's say Odyssey sent me.
It's not just Andy's last day.
Another paycheck. They sent me another paycheck, and nobody at the end of the year figured it out.
Oh,
maybe I didn't even know. Maybe I didn't check my account.
Okay.
So at the end of the year, because I am not good with records keeping like that, Kenny, as you know, sometimes it works the other way. You find out that you didn't get paid what you were supposed to.
It happens with me like that.
Yeah, it happens. What happens if your company, no matter what it is, sends you that money, you didn't figure it out until later, and then a year later, your accountant goes, hey, you got an extra paycheck. That wasn't on the books. Do you know about this? What do you do with that information? Is that stealing? Is that stealing from your company if you don't say anything?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
How big of a crime is that?
I think you really would need... That's a big crime because you're going to get fired over it. You need to figure that out.
No one is ever going to find out about it. They already let a year go
Doesn't
by.
Doesn't matter.
Your company
Doesn't
gets bought.
Matter.
Your company gets bought by
Doesn't
another company.
Matter.
So
Doesn't
now you're
matter.
Working for a different company.
No,
you're
going to
call the new company?
Turn it in. You got health insurance. You got a family to think about. Yep. No. Don't do that. Not that you're doing it,
but
I wouldn't do it. That's where I'm at.
And feel free to call Ken out if you don't believe him.
I'm not going to sit there and take... I don't know what you make. Say you make... let's just do a round number. Say you make like $1,000 every 2 weeks, right? Mm-hmm. If it's an extra grand, I'm not going to mess up my whole job for an extra grand. That ain't going to happen. No. Mm-mm.
I don't want to comment on this.
Oh,
I don't think
on.
You should.
Why would you comment?
I don't think you should.
Mitch? Come on, you've been
mulling
it's
called up. The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony and
Mitch
Lyman.
Doesn't want to talk. Nobody wants
the guy
to talk.
Who doesn't have his name on it at all.
How did we get so uncomfortable all of a sudden?
Yeah, there you go. Mitch don't want to comment either. I just want to let the Marble Mouth know that I am towing the company line on that one.
That's right.
And I mean what I say.
Matthew on X says, I work in shipping. When they give you the refund, they already got their money back from the carrier they use for shipping. They filed insurance claims, so now you gave the money back twice for the product that you received.
I did not know that. Well, now that's
how we rationalize.
A totally different thing.
I take it back, keep all the money.
Keep all the money. And ask for more.
Get more.
Don't shut that faucet off.
I didn't get paid for a week. And prove it. I don't see that money.
I do think we had a situation, if I want to remember right, a couple years ago, we had a situation with like sports jackets, like dress jackets or
sport
what, you know,
coats.
Sport coats. There you go. Thank you. And they kept I had like five of them were like, stop sending me these jackets. We already have them. And they kept sending the jackets. It was a very awkward thing. Coming up at 8:20, Mary Kay Cabot. Coming up next, they're a player-led team. Except when they can blame someone else, apparently. This is a creamy nougat in its own right.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.